Supporters of Palestine and free speech gathered in Paris to passionately reject President Emmanuel Macron's proposition to ban anti-Zionism by claiming it is a form of anti-Semitism. Analysts say that such a move incorrectly confuses Zionism, which refers to the imperialist and segregationist political project of Israel, with anti-Semitism, which is an apolitical bigotry against Jews and Judaism.
Those who are talking about criminalizing Zionism clearly have no idea what it even means. We are against anti-Semitism, but we're also against colonialism and racism, whether American, English, French, or Israeli.
The new law would almost certainly result in France's banning of the worldwide boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel, as Macron specifically said there would be no complacency towards it. Many wonder how citizens could criticize Israeli crimes, war atrocities, or their apartheid policies without being falsely accused of anti-Semitism.
We will never stop talking about Israel's massacres and their concentration camps. What is Gaza if not a huge racist concentration camp with barbed wire, malnutrition, sickness, and water shortages? How can France teach young students about the Holocaust, yet force us to be silent about the horrors Israel is committing every single day?
Many say the ban is a way to distract from and discredit the Yellow Vest anti-government movement. Prominent Yellow Vests have already proclaimed their opposition to racism and to Zionism, and some have publicly said that they would attend anti-Zionist demonstrations. In 2014, during Israel's latest war on Gaza, France became the first nation ever to ban pro-Palestinian demonstrations, leading to mass arrests and police violence.
I hope that a huge number of people come out to pro-Palestine demonstrations like they did in 2014, but I'm skeptical because there has been so much repression of the Yellow Vests.
Macron's announcement immediately provoked intense debate, with some commentators predicting he won't even be able to whip his own party into line if the ban comes to a vote. Such a ban is certain to be challenged in French and European courts, meaning the issue will remain a flashpoint for some time in a country which is already highly volatile. Rami Mazahari, Press TV, Paris.